Welcome to another edition of From the Front Lines, where we discuss both the day-to-day and one-of-a-kind issues facing real estate managers.
In this episode, we talk to Rebecca O'Brien, Associate Executive Director of the IREM Foundation, and Ted Thurn, Senior Director, Government Affairs with IREM, about the Advocacy Impact Day and ESG Summit, February 27th and 28th in Washington, D.C. Welcome to the podcast, Rebecca and Ted.
Thanks, Todd. It's great to be here.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. Great to be here.
First, can you tell our listeners a little more about the AID and ESG Summit, Ted?
Yeah, be happy to, Todd. So let me just start off by saying that in the past, Advocacy Impact Day was a half-day event, so it was just the afternoon orientation. This year, we are partnering with the IREM Foundation, and the event is expanding to a full day of programming, which will include sessions on environmental, social, and corporate governance, also known as ESG. So let me just kind of break it down a little bit more to kind of give everyone a good overview of what to expect at the summit. We're going to start off in the morning with our keynote speaker, and that's Liza Benson, and she's a partner with Modern Ventures. And she's going to talk about the title of her session is ESG Can't Wait, Get Ahead of the Curve with Technology. So we're really looking forward to Liza's presentation and all the great info she's going to talk about with technology, sustainability, how those overlap, and how what it means for the industry. And then after Liza's presentation, we're going to continue the discussion with sustainability with some morning sessions. And they're going to be concurrent sessions, so be two of them running at the same time, and then people can switch and go to the one that they missed. And it's going to be exploring sustainability topics such as benchmarking, conservation, how to improve reporting. And then after those morning sessions, we're going to break for lunch, and we're going to have some experts during this working lunch talk about, again, sustainability and its effects on property management. After our experts talk a little bit more, and then we're going to have the IREM Foundation is going to recognize real estate management firms with top performing properties and recipients of the Jackson Control Sustainability Awards. So that's the morning. And then in the afternoon, we're going to focus on kind of the advocacy portion of the summit. And we're going to go into the issues that we're going to be bringing to the Hill the next day, meeting with federal legislators. We're also going to have a representative from the Environmental Protection Agency, also known as the EPA, to talk about the sustainability regulations that are coming out from their department. And of course, we're going to have education and information on how to conduct successful meetings with legislators, how to be impactful and valuable, how to make these meetings impactful and valuable. And we're going to wrap up with a cocktail reception at the end. So we're going to have a lot of great sessions for attendees, and it's going to be a great opportunity to learn about the issues impacting real estate management and how to talk about these issues with federal legislators.
Rebecca, why is ESG education being included?
Yeah, that's a great question, Todd. Thanks for asking. So there's a couple of reasons, and I'll start off by prefacing this by saying that advocacy and ESG are deeply related. We know that there's a lot of new legislation that's been coming forward requiring real estate managers and building owners to report on sustainability and ESG metrics. And we're also hearing from our members that they are looking for more guidance and more knowledge sharing around ESG implementation. Last year, actually, IREM conducted an ESG survey, and I think you know all of this, Todd, but IREM gained some insights, and some of those include that 90% of the survey respondents did indicate that they feel ESG is important to real estate management. However, out of those 90%, only half indicated being somewhat or not familiar with ESG principles. So it feels like there's still, a good amount of people that are looking for additional information and guidance. And respondents also indicated that out of those ESG principles, so environmental, social, and governance, the least implemented in their portfolios was the E, the environmental. So we're seeing much more comfort with the social and the governance components, but maybe not as much around the environmental components. And then back to the legislation. So over the past decade, there have been more than 1,200 ESG regulations introduced, and that's up 155% over the decade previously. And these regulations change rapidly, they changed often. So we're looking to find opportunities to support our members in both learning about, you know, how to implement ESG, but then also to be able to be advocates for what the operators of these buildings need as legislation is created.
What would you say to someone who's on the fence about attending? Ted?
Yeah, so I'll start off maybe from an advocacy perspective, and Rebecca, I have you maybe talk about from a sustainability perspective. But for what I would say for someone who's on the fence about attending is that by attending this great summit, is that they're going to gain a deeper understanding of sustainability regulations and how to either start or to further implement sustainability measures in their buildings. I would also say that this is a great way to learn about and start building or further building relationships with legislators and establish yourself as a subject matter expert, because our members are subject matter experts in these areas. And so it's important for us to build relationships with legislators and continue establishing ourselves as the subject matter expert. It's also a way to speak directly to the people who are in charge of the laws and regulations, to the issues that matter to the industry. It's a great opportunity for someone to network with their colleagues, gain valuable exposure and experience. I can't tell you how many times that, you know, we've had Advocacy Impact Day in the past where I've been told afterwards it was just a great way to meet other colleagues from different parts of the country to talk about common issues that they're facing or common challenges that they're facing. And it's a great way to be part of something bigger than themselves. So that's kind of what I would say from the advocacy part. Rebecca, maybe what would you ask someone who's on the fence?
Yeah, you know, Ted, I would punctuate what you said about the network. I mean, I think a lot of the listeners haven't attended an IREM event in the past, or maybe they're involved with their local chapter. Maybe you're not an IREM member, but the IREM community is really incredible. And as Ted mentioned, there are members all over the country in like a variety of other countries as well. So coming to these events and just getting to know the other people that are working in the same industry as you, who are really committed to being supportive and creating this network of knowledge sharers, it's a great place to come and just discuss what's happening in your buildings and your portfolios, especially with ESG, you know, what legislation you're interested in, you know, in getting involved with in advocacy. And then building that network for the future. And then, you know, when you have a question or you want to know how somebody else in another city is handling something, you've got, you know, a list of phone numbers that you can call and great connections.
How is this relevant to a real estate manager if ESG isn't a part of their job? Say their clients don't care about ESG or their company is small and isn't required to report on ESG. What could someone in that position expect to get out of the event? Rebecca?
Yeah, that's another great question. And I will also say, you know, I recognize like the elephant in the room is that ESG has become a very politicized term. But regardless of where you stand on the issues, I think that advocates would argue that ESG is sort of good for business and that it has the potential to increase bottom line profits as well as tenant satisfaction. So I would expect that regardless of where an individual or a company or property stands on ESGs, I would hope that attendees would get ideas on how to improve building performance and increase profits. A lot of the sessions that we're putting together are really designed to help attendees learn how to speak that owner investor around the ESG topics and to build ways to partner on implementing. And then the other area is that, you know, ESG jobs are rapidly growing. I mean, I think I saw a statistic recently that said there was a 233% increase over the last few years in ESG jobs. And while you might not work directly in that area, now more than ever, it's important to have knowledge in that area just to improve, your own marketability as well in your role.
And, you know, Rebecca, I would completely want to agree with that. And just to echo to what you're saying is that if you're saying as a real estate manager that this is not part of your job today, or that your company is small and isn't required to report on ESG today, well, it probably will be, maybe not tomorrow, but soon. And so just because it isn't part of your job today doesn't mean that this isn't something that is not going to be relevant or critical to your job or to the property that you're managing. So, and this is all about what IREM tries to do for our members, is get you guys ahead of the curve of what's coming down the pike. And I would argue that sustainability rules and regs are coming down the pike, and we need to get ahead of it before it hits us and then we're behind the eight ball.
Yeah, 100%, Ted. It's like I've really heard ESG described as risk management for our businesses, and that's, you know, from environmental factors, but also just from being able to keep up with rules and regulations. Great point.
Ted, what is the benefit of meeting with legislative offices?
Well, I could talk about this for at least a half hour, but I will keep it short and just stick to the main points. And I would say right now, it's more important than ever to meet with legislators to talk about the issues important to the real estate management industry. It's meeting with lawmakers. It's critical for the future health and growth of the industry. And we have to build relationships with legislators and establish ourselves as the subject matter expert. We cannot be going to legislators when there's a crisis. If we're going to legislators when there's a crisis, we're going to them when it's too late. And I'm sure people have seen or read the papers or have seen the news that the real estate industry is very top of mind with legislators right now. There's been discussions about federal rent control. There's been talk about additional tenant protections at the federal level. Obviously, we've been talking a lot about sustainability requirements. We've been talking about, or we've been hearing about, possible modifications to 1031 like-kind exchanges. We know that there's an affordable housing crisis in the United States. So it's so important that we're meeting with legislators to discuss these issues. And legislators are more likely to support positions that are pertinent to their constituents, which is why it will be greatly beneficial for our members to engage with legislators so they can hear about your story, about your businesses, your clients, your industry, and how it affects your state, your congressional district. They need to hear these stories. So I would say it's greatly beneficial to meet with legislative offices, to talk about all these important issues that are going on in the real estate management industry right now.
What are each of you most excited about with this event? Rebecca, why don't you go first?
Well, after Ted shared how exciting it will be to meet with legislative offices, I have to say personally, I'm also just excited to learn more about advocacy as well. That's not an area that I particularly work in myself. So I'm really excited to meet our members who are doing this kind of work and learning more about how real estate has, you know, the ability to impact our communities through advocacy as well, and how IREM members can be a part of that. I'm also really excited about the Jackson Control Sustainability Awards. So this is a new award program that we launched last year. We're on our second year, and this year we're doing our awards luncheon during the luncheon program, and we're expecting to recognize over 30 top performing teams and to celebrate that partnership between the owners and the operators of buildings who are committed to improving the performance of their portfolios. You know, we often hear that real estate managers are described as kind of being behind the scenes. And so it's really exciting to be able to celebrate those who have boots on the ground and are bringing, you know, bringing the implementation of ESG to the forefront.
What I'm most interested or what I'm most excited about, probably my top three things. One, let me just say that this is, you know, a new event that we're doing here at IREM, and it's a real true partnership with the foundation. So one, I would say I'm just excited about going into this partnership with the foundation and conducting this event. Two, learning more about sustainability. Rebecca wants to learn more about advocacy. I want to learn about more about sustainability. It's obviously a topic that we all need to wrap our arms more around. I'm very excited for the Jackson Control Awards and also our keynote speaker, Liza. I'm also excited for our EPA rep, more info on that to come to talk about these issues. And I always get a kick out of it when we have members come to Advocacy Impact Day who may have not gone to the Hill before, and they're a little bit nervous but excited because they're going to Capitol Hill. They're a little bit intimidated, but to kind of see that transformation from, you know, getting from that excitement to be like, wow, this is really cool, and I'm really making an impact here. That's always very exciting. So I would say those are my highlights for this event.
Where can our listeners find more information and register?
Sure. So you can go to IREM.org/AID. That stands for Advocacy Impact Day, to view the schedule, the hotel booking, and also register for the event.
And you can also, we have information on our IREM Advocacy page, so you can find more information there. However, if you can't find the link, or if you need further information, you could reach out to me or Rebecca. My email is tthurn@irem.org. And Rebecca, what's your email if they need to get a hold of you?
And I'm at robrien, O-B-R-I-E-N, at irem.org.
Thanks so much for joining us, Rebecca and Ted.
Thanks for having us.
Visit irem.org. For more knowledge to take on real estate management's most dynamic challenges. That's www.irem.org.